It's 12:30. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert in for Craig Cohen. In Illinois Public Media News at this hour, Republican Senate candidate, Indiana Senate Richard Murdoch held a press conference this morning to respond to criticism he's facing for saying in a debate last night that pregnancy from rape is something God intended to happen. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith has more.
Reaction from both sides of the political spectrum has poured in the wake of Murdoch's remarks. A spokesperson for Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney said in a statement the governor disagrees with Murdoch's comment and that Murdoch's words do not reflect Romney's views. GOP gubernatorial candidate Mike Pence says he also strongly disagrees with Murdoch's remarks and urges the embattled state treasurer to apologize. Murdoch issued a statement not long after last night's debate saying his only point was that God creates life, adding that rape is a horrible thing. Democratic State Party Chair Dan Parker says even though Murdoch is trying to walk back his comments, he exposed himself as an extreme Tea Party zealot and disqualified himself to be Indiana's next U.S. Senator. I'm Brandon Smith.
President Barack Obama's campaign says Murdoch's comments about rape are a reminder that Mitt Romney and a GOP-led Congress would feel women shouldn't be able to make choices about their health care. Spokeswoman Jennifer Psaki says Obama fined Richard Murdoch's comments outrageous and demeaning to women. Romney is featured in a television ad supporting Murdoch. Psaki says it was perplexing that Romney hasn't demanded the ad be taken down. Illinois' lieutenant governor is visiting the state's public universities, urging officials to keep college affordable. In Springfield yesterday, Sheila Simon met a student whose college career depends on precarious state support. Brian Mackey has more.
Nakira Cooper is the first person in her family to go to college. She's a sophomore studying criminal justice at the University of Illinois Springfield. She says paying for college has not been easy.
With the cost of tuition and everything going up, with the MAP grant possibly getting decreased, I have took another job at Walgreens part-time.
Cooper works at least 25 hours a week at Walgreens, plus another 13 hours as a student employee in the campus financial aid office.
Having 18 credit hours and working 40 hours a week is very complicated.
Even with all that, Cooper says if something were to happen to her state MAP grant, she would no longer be able to afford college. MAP grants are state payments to needy students. In the last fiscal year, the program ran out of money, excluding about 150,000 students, more than half the number who qualified. This year, funding for MAP grants is even lower, a 14% cut over last year, which means Cooper and thousands of students like her will have to rush to get applications in early and keep their fingers crossed. I'm Brian Mackey.
Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon is advocating ways to keep college affordable, as new research shows average student loan debt has topped $26,000. Simon presented these ideas during a visit to Springfield yesterday. She backs legislation to require all colleges in the state to publish so-called college choice reports disclosing net costs, average debt, and completion rates. That would allow prospective students to comparison shop. Federal regulators will study cancer risks in people living near the Dresden nuclear plant in northern Illinois. The plant near Morris is one of six sites around the country included in the study. Regulators say the pilot study of cancer risks posed to residents near the power nuclear sites in the U.S. will update 22-year-old data. But an industry group predicts the study won't come up with anything new. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says it will study cancer types in infants and the general population near six plants and a nuclear fuel plant for the Navy. These $2 million study is expected to begin in the next 3 months and continue at least into 2014. The Nuclear Energy Institute, an industry group, meanwhile, opposes the study, saying it won't likely provide any meaningful data. Jury selection is scheduled to continue Thursday in the second trial of a man accused of killing eight people in Illinois and Missouri in 2008. With the selection Tuesday of a man and a woman, six people have been picked to hear Nicholas Sheely's trial. 12 jurors and three alternates are needed. No jury selection is planned today because other hearings are scheduled. The Sterling Daily Gazette reports defense attorney Jeremy Carlin has used all seven of his peremptory challenges, which allowed attorneys to discuss potential jurors without cause. Sheely has pleaded not guilty to killing 93-year-old Russell Reed of Sterling. He's already been convicted in the murder of a 65-year-old Galesburg man and faces trials in the deaths of six others. A young man on parole was recently imprisoned for failing to attend school, even though his attorneys say he was attending school. That's according to a class action lawsuit filed today in Illinois. Robert Wildebor has more.
The lawsuit identifies the 17-year-old parolee only by his initials, M.H. His attorneys say he suffered the same fate as many kids on parole after serving time in one of Illinois' youth prisons. The attorneys say parole officers send kids back to prison for parole violations, and there's no mechanism for the kids to fight back. There's no probable cause hearing. Kids aren't told that they can bring witnesses to testify. And they're not told that they can have an attorney represent them. Attorney Alexa Van Brunt says the parole revocation hearings are a sham. And in addition to being unconstitutional, they are often inaccurate because there's no way to review the parole officer's claims, and the result is the costly imprisonment of kids who may not have actually violated their parole. A study by the Illinois Juvenile Justice Commission outlined these problems a year ago, but Van Brunt says there's been little action because the report had no legal or legislative force. The Prisoner Review Board, which conducts the hearings and is the subject of the lawsuit, declined comment, citing the litigation. I'm Robert Wildeboer.
Indiana and Illinois officials are asking for federal approval of a proposed route for a highway linking Interstate 65 in northwestern Indiana and Interstate 55 in Illinois. The Illiana Expressway route, picked by the state highway agencies, goes from I-65 just north of Lowell and mostly directly west to Interstate 55 near Wilmington, Illinois, skirting the southern side of the proposed airport site near Piatone. Indiana Department of Transportation spokesman Jim Pinkerton tells the Times of Munster that federal agencies might make a decision on the route as soon as the end of this year. He says work on a more detailed engineering and finance study would start if the route is approved. Illinois' Department of Public Health is opening its annual conference on HIV and sexually transmitted diseases with a Save Lives Condomize giveaway campaign. Public Health Director Lamar Hasbrook will be present for the handout today. He notes condom use decreases the risk of sexually transmitted diseases and new HIV cases. The two-day public health conference will draw hundreds of healthcare providers, educators, and advocates statewide. In sports, Illinois' football team has lost four in a row and had been outscored almost 4-1 over that span. But first-year football coach Tim Beckman says he isn't making big changes as the Illini get ready to face Indiana. Beckman says he'll stick to his plan because it's been successful elsewhere and can work in Illinois. Beckman came to Illinois from Toledo, where his teams were consistent winners. A year after finishing 2-9 and near the bottom of the Ohio Valley Conference, Eastern Illinois will be getting ready for a big game that could keep the Panthers in the chase for the title. First-year football coach Dino Babers has Eastern at 3-1 in the OVC. The Panthers traveled to 4-1 Eastern Kentucky Saturday for a chance to knock off the first place Colonels. And in baseball, the Miami Marlins will begin to interview managers following former White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen's dismissal yesterday after just one season in Miami with a 69-93 record. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media News.